Okay, so this week is Parshas Vayishlach. Let's start with an idea from the story of Dina. Okay, we'll jump ahead. We'll come back to the beginning of the parasha in a few moments. You don't need a chumash. You don't need a chumash. Don't worry. So we have here in the middle of the parasha, Vatetzei Dina. Dina goes out, and she is discovered by Shechem ben Hamor. Okay, let me find the pasuk. Vatetzei Dina bas Leah, asher yolda liyakov lirois bivnosar, and she goes sightseeing. Vayar oisa Shechem ben Hamor hachivi nisi haretz vayikach oisa vayishkav oisa vayaneha. Terrible thing happens. Navera happens. Vatidvak navshoi bedina vas yakov vayevas hanara vayidabra liv hanara. Shechem goes to his father, and he tells his father, Hamor, I want to marry this girl. Go to the family of Yaakov and convince them to let me marry Dina. Her brothers hear what had happened, and they're in shock. And the words of the pasuk are critical. Just from the pasuk, Vnei Yaakov bohu min hasodeh kishom'om vayis'atzavu hu anoshim vayichar lohem. They were extremely angry. They were burning mad. What were they upset about? Two things. Ki nivolah osa v'Yisrael, something disgusting. A nivolah, it's a very powerful term. It's hard to translate. Nivolah, us, an abomination. Asa b'Yisrael, lishkav, to go, to do such a terrible thing, lishkav espas Yaakov, v'chein lo ye oseh. And such a thing should not be done. Lo ye oseh. Now, I'm going to tell you a var. It's not an original. This is a var from the Beis Halevi. It's developed at great length by Rav Pam. Rav Pam Zecher Tzadik Levracha. I saw this in his the first of the English Svarim that were published in his name, The Pleasant Way, by Shalom Smith. And Rav Pam develops this idea from the Beis Halevi. And the Beis Halevi takes us, what does it mean here in the pasuk that there are two expressions, a nevola and v'chein lo ye oseh? The word nevola has a connotation that the sin, the crime, was so great, there is no forgiveness, there is no way there can be reconciliation, there can be forgiveness, there's no solution. That's what the word nevola connotes. The worst of the worst. On the other hand, the expression v'chein lo ye oseh means it's a crime. You did a crime. Such a thing should not be done. Such a thing should not be done. Okay, there are a lot of things that should not be done. You shouldn't speed when you drive. You shouldn't park in front of a fire hydrant. You shouldn't steal. You shouldn't do crime. You shouldn't do as you do. What happens if a person is nichshol? He does averos. He does sins. He's a ganav. He's a bank robber. So there is a correction facility. There is a rehabilitation. There is a give him over to a psychologist, psychiatrist, and you therapy, and you say you're sorry. You serve your time. You pay your price. You do tshuva. There is a mahalich to correct oneself. So the question is, what is it? Is the crime in the category of a nevola, which is off the charts, or is the crime, it's a terrible thing? Let's not make light of this. What Shechem did, it's a terrible thing, but the world doesn't come to an end. Things like this happen in the world. V'chein lo ye oseh. And there has to be accountability, there has to be punishment, but the world goes on. Now, if we look at the story, what did the Bnei Yaakov do? What did Shimon and Levi do to Shechem? They wiped them off the face of the earth. They told everyone in the city of Bristol, not only are we going to kill the perpetrator, we're going to kill his father, we're going to kill the whole city, we're going to wipe out the whole region, the whole Middle East is going to be wiped out for the crime of one person, because if this is what one person can do, this reflects the moral climate of society, and therefore everyone, again, the whole country, who knows, it could have been a million people, we don't know how many people were wiped out over here, but there's a whole city, maybe there were a million people in the city. It's incredible. So obviously, the action that was taken was in the category of a nevolah
Asa b'Yisrael. They viewed it as a nevuah. But why then does the pasuk say v'chein lo ye'asa, which according to the Beis Levi has a connotation that it's a crime and there are consequences, but you don't have to destroy a million people for this crime. So the answer he gives, he connects this to a Gemara in Masechet Ksuvos. The Gemara in Masechet Ksuvos basically says, let's say you have a Ksuvos, Daf Samach Beis, I believe. The Gemara there relates, if you give an object to a person to guard, basic idea, I don't know the details of the Gemara, I didn't see it inside, but the basic idea of the Gemara is, if you give something to Reuben, give something to Shimon, I want you to watch this for me. So of course, Shimon is a Shomer, whether it's Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, all different types of guards, all different types of guardians, you're negligent. And if the object gets lost, of course, Shimon is responsible. Now, let's say you give someone an object worth $100. You give him a ring. The ring is worth $100. So how much Shmira does one need to do? How much protection does one need to guard, to exert himself to guard an object of $100? So whatever it is, it is. But if I give you a ring that's worth $1 million with rare diamonds, and you agree to guard it, there's an assumption that you're not just going to leave it on the table and go to the bathroom, you're going to put it away in a vault. You're going to guard it with a much higher standard of shmir. That is what the assumption is. So what would happen if I would give a person something of let's say worth $100, and he would guard it the way it's meant to be guarded? That's fine. But let's say I would give someone an object that's worth $1 million, and he would guard it the same way you guard something that's worth $100. So what is the rule? The rule is you're guilty. Even though you've guarded it, being that you've only guarded it with the same degree of shmira as an object that's worth $100, you're guilty, because that's not the way you guard something of such great value. You have to have a higher standard of guarding it as if it's worth, as its true value, $1 million. Now here's the dilemma. I give you something in a bag. It's sealed. You do not know what is inside, but you can assume for sure it's at least worth $100. That you could assume. So I give you something, it's sealed. Do me a favor, I have a ring, and the assumption is it's at least worth $100. Can you please guard it? But okay, I'll guard it. And the person guards it with the degree of shmir of an object worth $100. And it's stolen. Comes back to the Balabais, I'm sorry, I watched it as anyone else would watch something worth $100 and it was stolen. The person says, do you know what was in that bag? There was a ring that was worth $1 million. You've caused me a $1 million loss. They go to Beis Din. What's the halacha? Potter. You didn't tell me. You did not tell me. All you told me is to guard this object. You did not tell me what's inside. You told me it's a ring. The average ring is worth $100. I have guarded it with the degree of shmir that is appropriate for an object worth $100. I don't know what you want from me. So the rule is, he is exempt. Because if you really wanted him to do a higher level of shmir, you should have told him that the object is worth $1 million. Okay, next case. Same exact situation. You give a person an object to guard, and the person, I have here a ring, and you leave it on a park bench. And you go to Daf Yomi, you don't watch it all together. You come back, where is my object? Oh, I left it on the park bench. What? You go back to the park bench and it's gone. So they go to Beis Din. How much was it worth? It was worth $1 million. How much are you responsible to pay? $1 million. Why? In the previous case, where it was only $100, you only had to pay $100. Now you have to pay $1 million? What's going on? The answer is, you didn't even guard it the degree of shmira of $100. So the rule is, if you don't do even the basics, even the bare minimum, the concept is megal ginalaves hakol, even though you were not aware that it was worth $1 million, if you would have guarded it with a basic level of shmir worth $100, then, in achnami, then, listen, you're not responsible. I did what I was supposed to do. How am I supposed to do that $20 million? It's not my fault. But if you did not even do the basics, you did nothing, then we have a principle in halacha. It needs to be understood in greater depth, but there is such a principle called megal
galgalin olav esakol, you hold you responsible for its true value. Now, this concept we can understand, this is a yesod for life, and it's exactly the story of Dinah with Shechem. Shechem did an avera. If this avera, Shechem would have done the same exact avera to a non-Jewish woman. It's a big world out there, a lot of nations, there are billions of people out there in the world. If Shechem would have approached a young girl, a young unmarried girl, and seduced her, and then exactly the same thing that's not part of Klal Yisrael, a girl from some non-Jewish girl, would he have committed a crime? Absolutely. V'chein lo ye'oseh. And in the world, the world views this crime to be a terrible crime, but it's not worth destroying the world over. It's not the end of the world. I mean, it's a terrible thing what has done. A man seduces a young woman and then wants to marry her and tries to convince the family and without the permission of the family. It's a terrible thing. It's a terrible thing. It's a crime. V'chein lo ye'oseh. Such a thing should not be done. Not only should not be done to Klal Yisrael, it should not be done to any person in the entire world. By Klal Yisrael, the daughter of Yaakov Avinu, the Kedusha, is unimaginable. It's undescribable. The Kedusha of Yaakov, the family of Yaakov Avinu, the Shiftei Ka, the Shechina is resting in the family of Yaakov Avinu. To do this to the daughter of Yaakov Avinu, this is a nevola. This is the crime that is beyond our understanding. Now, is Shechem, what does Shechem know? Shechem is innocent. Does Shechem understand the Kedusha of Yaakov Avinu? We don't even understand our own Kedusha. Certainly a guy doesn't understand the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael. Does Shechem know how terrible the severity of the sin of taking the daughter of Yaakov Avinu and committing? He doesn't have any responsibility for the Nevola, for what he has done. So the truth is, to a certain degree, Shechem doesn't deserve, Shechem and his father and their seed do not deserve to be wiped out because of the sin of what they have done. However, the pasuk says, V'chein lo ye'oseh. You don't do this sin even to a simple person who's not part of Klal Yisrael. The avera of seducing a woman without the same way it was done is something that is a sin. V'chein lo ye'oseh to anyone. It's just like I give you an object that's worth $1 million and you don't watch it at all. You don't leave it on a park bench. V'chein lo ye'oseh. And now, when it's discovered that what was inside of that pouch, it wasn't just an object worth $100, it was worth $1 million. Negal gilin olav esakol. Now you're responsible for the entire value. That's exactly what's happening over here in this pasuk. Over here we have the daughter of Yaakov. To do this, Aveir, the daughter of Yaakov, the sin is on the madrega, it's off the charts. To do the same exact sin with a woman who's not part of Klal Yisrael is a terrible thing, but it's not off the charts. The punishment would not be to wipe out an entire family, to wipe out an entire city. The pasuk tells us, look what happened. Over here, Shechem did an Aveira with Bas Yaakov. How do we view the severity of the sin? Two different levels. Number one, it's Nivola, Asa Bi Yisrael. For Klal Yisrael, it's off the charts. But for the Umos Ha'olam, it's V'chein Lo Ye'oseh. Shechem did V'chein Lo Ye'oseh. And when you do V'chein Lo Ye'oseh, Megalgalin Olav Es Hakol. And the Musa Haskell for life is, many times we do things. And we take very great risks. We don't treat people with their charis. You have a guy in the street, you have a person, a simple person comes in, and you treat him like a piece of garbage. Right? You treat the person like a piece of garbage. How bad was the Avera? So if the person that you spoke to, that you treated like a piece of garbage, was an average person, nothing special. Okay, so you did a terrible avera. You have derech eretz forever. Let's say the person that you spoke to, like a piece of garbage, happened to be the Vilna Gaon, happened to be the Chavad. I don't know. The guy was sitting on the train, right? Let's say the guy sitting on the train. You tell him, move over. Get out of my way. You're in my way, and you spit on him, and you step on him. And who is this person? Oh, just happened to be the Chavetz Chaim.
So are you going to be responsible for there's a very big difference in the punishment and the severity of that aver when you mevaza an ordinary person and when you mevaza the Chavetz Chaim? Are you allowed to be mevaza an ordinary person? No. V'chein lo ye'ose. But I didn't know he's the Chavetz Chaim. Megaldolin olav esakol. When you do something that you're not supposed to do, even to the average person, when you discover that you're guilty, the guilt is not going to be meted out based upon what you did to an average person. Who is the person that you were mevaseh? It was the Chavetz Chaim. Megaldolin olav esakol, because you don't do this even to the average person. It's an incredible Musa Haskell in life. We do things, we don't care, we do things. So what's the worst? So I wasn't so nice, I wasn't polite. I wasn't polite to... So people are not polite to me. I'm just an average guy, so they're not polite to me, I'm not polite to him. But Yalvi, someone that's very choshev, a very big tzaddik, a very important person, if you're not polite to him, we all know that you're in a lot of trouble. So why should I be responsible because I didn't have the records for a choshev person? I didn't know he's a choshev person. That's right. That's right. But if the sin that you have done is something which should not have been done even to an average person, v'chein lo ye'ose, megalgalin alav esakol, for the true value of the person. Shechem and Hamor had no idea who they're dealing with. They had no idea who they're dealing with. Klal Yisrael and Yaakov Avinu and the daughter of Dinah, they had no clue. But being that the sin that was done was something which is v'chein lo ye'ose, even to the simplest person in the world who's not part of Klal Yisrael, Neila, now when you'll be punished megalgalin alav esakol for the nevola osa be Yisrael for doing this to Bas Yaakov, and Neila, the entire city, Shechem, and his family, and the entire city will be wiped out in its entirety. Okay, let's go to another idea. Another idea of getting the parasha we have here, Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Lefanav El Esav Achiv. Yaakov now realized that he's coming to meet with Esav, and he sends angels. I'm on the beginning of Parshas Vayishlach. You don't need a chumash. So just listen. Yaakov knows he's coming to meet his brother, and he sends malachim. Rashi is a very bizarre Rashi. What do malachim mean? Throughout Tanakh, malachim mean messengers, shluchim, agents. You send an agent. Rashi says, no, that's not what it means here. It means malachim mamash. He sent real angels. Wow. What a Rashi. Not coming to say midrash. Poshim shat. Malachim. There's a very famous Balaturim. The Balaturim says, take the first words of Vayishlach, the first letter. Again, it's the Bal HaTurim. This is not a Chassidus Shavart. It's the Bal HaTurim. Vayishlach, Yaakov is Yud, Malachim is Mem, Lefanov is Lamed. Vav, Yud, Mem, Lamed, Vayomol. Vayomol. He circumcised. What does this mean? So we all know from Cheder, go back to your childhood, they taught us, every time a person does a mitzvah, you create a malach. Right? Every time when you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokim Melech Olam Shakol Nieh Bidvaro, you created a malach, and this malach serves as your advocate. You put on tefillin, you put on tzitzis, you created a malach. Malach, you create malach by doing mitzvahs, and these mitzvahs are your advocates. When you do a bris milah, when a person has a child and brings his child to the moel and make a bris milah, and the moel says Asher Kedushanu B'mitzvahs B'mitzvahnu Al Hamila, you create a malach. I've done a mitzvah, I create a malach. Yaakov Avinu was mekayim tayag mitzvahs in love and garti, right? So a tayag mitzvah shamarti. I've observed all 613 mitzvahs. Yaakov Avinu had plenty of malachim at his disposal to send. He observed all the mitzvahs. So he had a lot of malachim to send. He could have selected malachim from any one of the tayag mitzvahs to greet as a messenger to Esav. He could have sent the mitzvahs of tefillin. He could have sent the malachim that he created through observing Shabbos. He could have sent the malachim that he got from not eating kosher, from not eating not kosher, from shechita, from you name it.
He had at his disposal an army of malachim from Taryag Mitzvos. And which malachim did he choose to send Esav? The malachim that were created from Bris Milah. He had 12 children. Every one of his children he performed the Bris Milah. Those malachim that were created from Bris Milah are the ones he selected to send to greet Esav. What's going on? What's the significance? So I believe the answer is Yaakov was afraid of Esav for one very simple reason. Esav had a very big schus. What was the schus? Kibud Avayim. For 22 years, Esav was mishamesh his father. He sat home, he took care of his father. He was mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim. And Chazal, not only was mekayim the mitzvah of Kibud Avayim, he was mekayim with the greatest Hidurim. When he would come to his father, he would put on his bigdei Shabbos, he would put on the Strimel and the Bekesher and the Gartel. He would wear the best clothing when he came to greet his father, b'chavad his father. Yaakov, he was away 22 years. He had tzchusim. So Yaakov even felt, maybe when I encounter Esav, he'll knock me out. Especially, l'man yarichun yomecha, l'man yitav loch, l'man yarichun yomecha, l'man yitav loch. Doesn't necessarily say there was a merit of being kind. Kibud avim yizecha to arichas yomim. He was afraid. So how was Yaakov Avinu God? And he knew that Esav knew that as well. Whatever Yaakov knew, Esav knew. Esav also knew, I have one up over you on Yaakov. Well, you think you're a tzaddikol. You went away for 22 years. And now you're coming back. You stole my Bechairah. You took away my Bechairah. And you're coming back over here. And you think you have schus, I'm much bigger schus than you. Yaakov was afraid of Esav. So what did Yaakov do? Yaakov said as follows. There's one thing that Yaakov has that Esav does not have. Bris Milah. Famous Medrash that Esav never had a Bris Milah. He was born Edom, he was born red. They were afraid, they thought that he was what's it called in English? He would bleed out.
Hemophilia.
That he would bleed out because of his red complexion, and he never had a Bris Milah. And as he got older and they realized it was not a problem, he said, no, not yet, I'm not ready yet. Let's wait until I'm a higher madrega. There's a whole medrash which describes all conversation that he had with his father, Yitzchak, why don't you already perform the Bris Milah? And he kept on pushing it off, and he never removed the Arla. Yaakov Avinu, on the other hand, of course, had a Bris Milah. Now they have a Bris Milah. He made sure that his children have a Bris Milah. Every Bris Milah created Malachim. What is unique about the mitzvah of Bris Milah? The Mishnah Masechet Kedushin tells us it's one of the mitzvahs Habein Al Ha'av. It's a very unique mitzvah. Most mitzvahs, the Tayag mitzvahs, is where you do the mitzvah. Your parents brought you into this world. You're on your own. Do the mitzvah. Put on tefillin, wear a talis, keep Shabbos, eat kosher, so on and so forth. The mitzvah of Milah, it's not primarily your mitzvah. Who is responsible to remove your Arla? It's your father. In the event that the father failed to do his mitzvah and put the chosm of a Kadosh Baruch on your flesh, then you will have an obligation to replace, to take over. But primarily, who has the obligation to remove your own Arla? It's your father. The mitzvah of Bris Milah, the Gemara Darshan says from Sukkim, this is the Torah, this is the Maltim Es Besar, B'neichem, it's mitzvah Habein, a mitzvah that's done to a son, Al Ho'av, the one that has responsibility is the father. Milah is a mitzvah that connects, bonds, a father and son. Kibud Avayim is also a mitzvah that bonds a father and son. When you mechabed your father, you show, I recognize who you are, where you come from, everything I have comes from you. Two mitzvahs which bond father and son. From the two mitzvahs, Milah has something much, as it has an element that's very much greater than Kibud Avayim. It comes with pain, with yisurim, with tzar. Milah is a painful. This yisurim, and it's a permanent choysam. Yaakov Avinu knew that Esav had the maila of kibud avoim. Yaakov Avinu vayishlach Yaakov malachim, the malachim that were created from Bris Milah to say, Esav, don't think you have one over me. Don't I can discount your kibbut avoim with my mitzvah of bris mila. You don't have a bris. You still have the arla. I have a bris. I am the true son because the chosam of my father is on me. Mitzvah shabein al ha'av. And this chosam and this bond came with tsar, came with pain, with yisurim, represents. It represents the concept of yisurim. Whereas you don't have a bris mila. You have no physical connection with your father. You just give your father kavod, honor. You don't have the true connection. So the malachim of Ayishach Yaakov, malachim lefanda, the malachim mamash are created from mila is an antidote to the mitzvah of kibbut av ha'em that Yaakov, that Esav has over us. That is one approach. Okay, let's go to another idea. Now another idea, this is a very interesting idea. Let me see if I can find the Gemara. I saw this in the Shvilei Pinchas, okay, one of my favorite svarim. He brings this down from, it's not his vart, he brings this down from, he develops it in the very, I'm not going to go through his development, it's going to take too long, from the Imre Noyan. Anyone know who the Imre Noyan is? Yeah? No, that's the Noyan Ali, that's the Noyan Ali Melech. The Imre Noyan is a different Hasidic Rebbe. I don't know the name, I didn't recognize the name. One of the big Hasidic Rebbe's, the Imre Noyan, he shelled to a Gemara in Masechta, an incredible Gemara. Everyone knows this Gemara, but just on Skadai to see it inside of Kuf Yutes and Masechta Shabbos. Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Yutes. I believe it's on the base. Probably not going to be able to find it. Okay, so I have to tell you from memory, it's going to take me too long to find it. But basically, the Gemara says, every Friday night, you come home from shul. Who accompanies you when you come home from shul? Two malachim. And what do they look at? They look at three things. They look at your mita, your bed. Is your bed made? They look at the ner Shabbos. Is the menorah arranged? And they look at your shulchan. Is the shulchan arranged? Three things. They're looking for three things. Inspectors. That's what it says in the Gemara. It's somewhere over here on Daf Kuf Yutes. Kuf Yutes. Person comes home. Here it is. Tanya. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yehuda Oimer. Shnei Malochei Hashares. Again, reading Gemara Shabbos. Kuf Yutes on the base. Third down. Shnei Malochei Hashares. Melavin Loi La'odam Be'erev Shabbos. Mi Beis HaKnesses LeBeisai. They come home with you from the Beis HaKnesses to your home. Think about this. Every Friday night, when you come back from shul, remember, when you come back from shul Friday night, you are escorted. It's true. It says in the Gemara. You can't deny what it says. You are escorted by two malachim, like Lin and Daniel. Mazle, your mazel should sense that they're there with you. Echod Toiv, one of the malachim is a good malach. The Echod Ra. And one is an evil malach. So the left side, you give him a shove. Give the guy on the left a shove, yeah? Wherever you're going, they're going with you. Three seats. Ukhshaba lebeisai. And when you enter your home, umatsa ner dolok. Ah, the ner. Ner is the menorah. We call that the menorah. Okay, that's what we're going to. That's what the Noam HaLimelech says in the Ner Dolok. The Shulchan Aruch, and the table is arranged. Umitasei Mutzas, and the bed, the sheets are spread in the proper way. Malach Toiv Omer, the good Malach says, ah, excellent. I give you a bracha. Yiratzoin Shetehei L'Shabbos Acheres. May the next Shabbos be like this as well. May you have a successful week. And next Shabbos, everything should be in order in your home. Umaloch Ra, and the evil Maloch, Oine, Amen, has no chance but to say, Amen, Kel Melech Neman. Balkarchoi, against his will. V'imlav, if Chas V'Shalom, the Ner is not lit, the meat is not Mutzas, the Shulchan is not Aruch, then Maloch Ra, Oimer, ah, Gatya. Yiratzoin, Shetehei L'Shabbos Acheres, Kach, Umaloch Toiv Oine, Amen, Balkarchoi. Okay, that's the Gemara. Along comes the Noam HaLimelech and he says, Yaakov Avinu Vayishlach Yaakov Malachim Mamesh, Rashi, all kind of agents, not the secretary of state. Malachim Mamesh. Malachim Mamesh. What is Mamesh? Mem, Mita. Second Mem is Menorah. shin is shulchan. Yaakov Avinu sent Esav the two malachim that escorted him home every Friday night. That's what he sent Esav. Okay, that's really, again, it's raw. Living with a raw vart. I'll tell you very quickly what he says, how he develops it. But I'll tell you a little bit of my development. But what is the point here? Yaakov Avinu sent Esav, don't start up with me. Don't make trouble for me. I'm coming home. I'm coming back to Canaan. I'm coming back to Yitzchak. I haven't seen you in a long time. Don't make trouble. I have Malachim of Shabbos. He sent him the Malachim of Shabbos that accompany you home for Shabbos. What is the significance? So Pinchas Friedman, his development basically is, go back to Parshas, I think last Parshas told us, when Esav got married. Who did Esav marry? Avon, who was 40 years old, he married one of the daughters of Yishmael. So in this week's parasha as well, Bas Be'eri, Achiti, to one of his wives, one of his primary wives was the daughter of Yishmael, which Chazal interpreted to mean there was an alliance, and Smaisa of a similar bonim, this I'm sure is discussed in your Sefer, Maisa of a similar bonim is that Limos HaMashiach, Esav will make an alliance with Yishmael. And we see it today. We see today, throughout the last 1,000 years, the Crusades, and we even today, there's this friction, there's an alliance, this friction, yes, no, back and forth, we're good to you, you're good to us, we hate you, we love you, we don't love you, we want to kill you, we're not going to kill you, jihad, crusades, there's a lot of shalom bayis problems going on between the alliance between Esav and Yishmael, but there is this friction, there is this connection, there is to some degree an alliance, at least in their will, the problems they cause clash. We could call it the collateral damage of this shidduch between Esav and Yishmael. So now this is what he goes on to develop. He goes on to develop and he says the koyach. When does Yishmael celebrate their holiday on Friday? When does Esav celebrate their holiday on Sunday? What's in the middle? Shabbos. Esav, this is what Pinchas Friedman says, and he has, it's a tremendous chiddush because this is the modern concept of Christianity, Sunday, and Islam, Friday. This is a very strange thing, but he develops this. I don't think you really have to say Friday and Sunday, but the koyach is there, is that they are misnagate, Yishmael and Esav are misnagate to our Shabbos. And we're surrounded on the right and on the left, on Friday and Sunday, we are surrounded by koyachos of tumma, of jealousy. They're jealous of us. Esav and Yishmael are jealous of us. They have made an alliance, and the combination of their alliance really threatens us. It surrounds us from the before and after, and it comes that it trickles down into this world. So everything's a trickle down effect in this world. How our Yom Menucha, our day, which is Me'ein Elam Haba, is misuvav with danger on the right side with Yishmael, and on the left side with Esav. We're surrounded, and symbolically, it really represents the sakana that Klal Yisrael find itself in Yimos HaMashiach in the fourth Golus, Edom Ashitov with Yishmael. They got married there together. There is this sakana, but we are in the center, and the center is Shabbos Kodesh, and therefore, when Yaakov is coming home, and Yaakov is coming to establish his makom in this world, Vayavo Yaakov Shalem, he knows that he's going to encounter an Esav that made a shidduch with Yishmael, and they're coming to destroy us from both sides, from the Friday to the Sunday, from the Svivav, they're trying to destroy us, and Yaakov says, "Get lost. We have Shabbos. The koyach of Shabbos will destroy you. And therefore the malachim that I'm sending, Vayishach Yaakov, malachim mamish, we are observant of the kedusha of Shabbos, and our kedusha of Shabbos will be able to be mevatel, the koyaches of tuma and ara, the evil influences that exist in this world today from Yishmael and from Esav." That's pretty much the development of Rav Pinchas Friedman. Do you want to be meisiv, a little nivar, just a little, what?
By the way, the Arabs have a saying.
Yeah.
First the Saturday people,
and then the Sunday people. So that's part of the Crusades. That's I told you, that is the shidduch, the love hate relationship. But there is certain degree. There are certain tkufas in history where they're together. Now, just a little bit different is that Shabbos represents what's beini. It's the oishi beini uveinechem.
Shabbos represents the concept that we are with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing you can possibly do this. If you want to go and you want to attack us because we're just another nation, okay. Esav, you want to attack us, I'm one of many nations, then we indeed are in a lot of trouble. But when you recognize that we are the Am HaNivchar, Ois Hi Beini Uveinechem, we are indestructible. So Yaakov Avinu is sending Esav the Malachim of Shabbos to remind Esav, we are one with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you'll never win over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that we are His chosen nation, we are observant of Shabbos. There's no way you can harm us, don't even try. That's one approach. Another approach I was thinking is that these malachim are very unique. This is an extremely rare insight into malachim, where one malach is Ra and one malach is Toif. And you can go two ways. If things are good, the Malach Ra becomes our friend. Amen. And if Chas V'Shalom the other way around, the Malach Toiv becomes Ra. We're at a crossroads. We're at the crossroads. And the Malachim can go one way or another. Yaakov is telling Esav, Esav, we're coming home. We're going to meet with you. The ball is in your court. You can make out of this what you want. Just like Friday night, it's within our power to influence. Will there be bracha? Will the koichos of Ra be transformed into the koichos of Toiv? Or chas v'shalom lehepach? We're coming home now. You want to be good to us? Then things will be good for you. If you want to make trouble for us, then the good that you have will turn to Ra. Count your blessings. You're living a good life. You have success in this world. Plenty what to be thankful for. But now we're at the crossroads. And just like when a person comes home from Shabbos, he finds himself in this situation where he can go two ways. All depends on what you make out of the opportunity. Opportunity, we're coming home now. Be careful. Be careful what you make out of the opportunity in dealing with Klal Yisrael. If you're good to Klal Yisrael, then all of your tzaris will be nesapech l'tov. You have a deficit. You have problems with healthcare. And you have problems with the crime. All of your problems will be in this hapech l'toif if only you'll be mekabelos b'sefer panim yafos. You don't want to be mekabelos. You don't want the mitzvah to be mutzas. You don't want the ner to be lit. You don't want the shulchan to be aruch. Then you think you have problems now. You think you have problems now. Ha ha. Wait until the good things, the things that are going well for you, until they turn into problems for you. That's really what Yaakov Avinu was telling him. We're coming. Look, learn from these malachim. Learn when you have a situation. If you make the best out of it, you can go further. If you make the worst out of it, things that are good can chas v'shalom be mishapech l'ra. V'varechecha baruch, v'varecha arur. I'll sing the same thing, right? So those that bless you will be blessed, and those that curse you will be cursed. This is a very interesting idea when discussed in Malach. Now, one more idea. Okay, running out of time. Now, this idea, I would normally not say, I would not discuss such matters, but when I saw this, I got very excited because it answered a question that always bothered me for a long time. Now, I'm going to tell you what bothered me, but first I'm going to give you the hakdama of the idea. In this week's parasha, we learn about Yaakov Avinu. He wrestles with the Malach. Vayiga bekaf hayoreich. Now there is a chasam sofer. It's a very esoteric chasam sofer. It deals with gematrius. I'm not into the gematrius, and he has a long development. Basically, we all know the Chazal that David, in the time of David HaMelech, there was a magefa, and every single day 100 people died. In this magefa, 100 people died on a daily basis. David HaMelech, he asked the Malach, what's going on? And they told him, there's a magefa, and the only way you can stop the magefa is by instituting this concept of reciting 100 brachos every single day. This brought that in Shulchan Aruch, something that we do very makbid on, especially on Yom Kippur when we are short on brachos. A person should be careful to do his utmost to say every single day 100 brachos. Or 100 amens. Answering 100 amens is equivalent to making a bracha. Shemeya ko'ene, shemeya ko'ene. So that's another solution. And therefore, you will be zoyer, and through answering amen, that will take away any problem, any magefa, chas v'shalom, any tzara. And it's based on the pasuk, Mo Hashem Elokecha Shel Meimach Kiim Li Yire Oso. And Chazal Darshin, Al Tikri Mo Ela Meya. If a person will recite Hashem, what does Hashem want from you? Meya. He wants you to mention his name 100 times, and by doing so, you'll come Kiim Li Yire Oso. By mentioning Hashem 100 times, you'll come to fear HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay. Now, that is hinted to the Chassam Sofer, this concept, this Gemara about David HaMelech, and the Malach's response that you should be misakin to say every day 100 brachos, and this Chaimah Chazal, is really hinted to in this week's parasha. When the Malach, Vayiga Bekaf HaYarech, the Malach, he injures Yaakov Avinu in the Kaf HaYarech, the Gid HaNoshe, right? That's what we have, the Gid HaNoshe, the whole part of the HaNoshe. So there are so many Marach Chazal, what exactly is the Gid HaNoshe? Someone is Brismila, some learner refers to the Tchelis of Tzitz. There are a lot of different inyanim, but one of the inyanim he says is kaf. I told you again, I'm warning you, this is a gematria of art, but I'll show you something interesting which we're going to go beyond the gematria. Kaf is gematria 100. Kaf is chaf, pay. Pay is 80, chaf is 20, 80 plus 20 is 100. So by yiga bekaf hayarech, he took away from Yaakov this koyach of 100. He weakened Yaakov. He weakened his resolve to be willing to be makir HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times a day. Okay? The Malach says, oh, it's dawn, I gotta go, I gotta get out of here. I gotta sing Shira, I'm out of here. Yaakov says, no, you're not going nowhere. You're not going nowhere until tell me your name, give me a bracha. What was Yaakov asking for? The Chassam Sofer elaborates, You've injured me. I'm not letting you go until you repair the damage. You repair the damage. Or at least tell me the secret how I can repair the damage. So the Malach says, Vayivorech Oysa, he blessed him. What does it mean blessing him? So the Chassam Sofer in disguise, what he's telling is, I took away the Kaf Hayorech. I weakened this concept. It's all very mystical. This concept of 100. Vayivorech. The solution is, say every single day 100 brachas. Vayivorech also doesn't mean that the Malach blessed Yaakov. He's telling him, you Yaakov, Vayivorech, you shall bless also, the capital also, Hashem. If you'll make 100 brachas every single day, that will repair the Kaf, will repair the 100. I warn you, mystical, esoteric numbers, doesn't really fit into the Psha and the Pasuk, but this is what the Chassam Sofer says, and I'll show you why I'm telling this to you in a moment. This is just a platform for what I want to get to. Springboard for what I want to get to. Okay, so we have the Malach, the Kaf 100, and the solution is Vayivorecha, so you shall make brachas. Okay, I'll just give you some more remazim, a little fewer more and more. What is the name of the Malach? Who is the one who fought with Yaakov Avinu? The one who fought with Yaakov? Samoel. That's all over. Samoel. Samach Mem Aleph Lamed. The truth is, Samoel is. This is a very Kabbalistic Mefarshim. Samoel is really two names. Sam and El. El means a power, God, a spiritual power. Sam means poison or medicine. What is Sam? Sam is 100. The poison of the Satan is to take away from us the koyach of 100. His Chazal say that La'asilavoy Hakadosh Baruch Hu will come and will slaughter the Malach HaMavis, the Satan. What does he mean? He'll cut off the Sam from Kel. All that will be left with is the Kiddush of Kel, the koyach, the poison of the Satan to take away from us our ability to fear Hashem by reciting the brachos of Lo Hashem Elokecha Shol Meimach, which is Meya, Samach Mem is Begmatria Meya, will be taken away. Hashem will sheikh it, will cut that part off, and we'll be only left with Kel. Another symbol remes to this is Kichein Ashrei Adam, was the whole pasuk? Kichein Yivorach Gover, Kichein Yivorach Gover Yirei Hashem. What's the beginning of the pasuk? Ashrei Kol Hilch Bedruch Yagia Kapech Kisoch Ashrech Vtovlach Eshcha Kegefen Pariyah Biyakis Vesach Panecha Kishilei Zesim Sav Evlu Shulchanecha Hinei
Ki chein yivorach gover yirei Hashem. Behold, so it will be to a person who fears HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he'll be blessed with eshtach gefen poria and children kishsile zeisim. Beautiful mizmor in Tehillim. What's the pasuk include? Ki chein yivorach. What's ki chein? Ki is 30. Chof Yud is 30. Chein is 70. Ki chein, a person that's careful to remember Hashem 100 times a day, Yivorach Gover Yirei Hashem. You'll come to Yira Shemayim, Mo Hashem Lokech Hashemachim Li Yira Oisai. The way to come to Yira Shemayim is to recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times a day, and because that's our path, to come to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Satan is desperate that we should not recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times a day, and that's why the Satan is trying to take away the Kaf. The Kaf is the 100. Okay, very nice, mystical things. Now the Chassam Sefer goes further. We're getting to the thing you'll see what I'm coming at in a moment. Something that you can remember every single day. The Chassam Sefer goes further and he says the following. Okay, this is a little bit again going off the charts more and more. I can't believe I'm doing this. This is totally not my style, but nevertheless, Titein Emes LiYaakov. Yaakov Avinu represents the me that is Yaakov. This week's parasha. There is Yaakov and Yisrael. Yaakov is the name of Klal Yisrael in times of Golus, and Yisrael is the name of Klal Yisrael in times of Yimos HaMashiach. Ki Sorisa Im Elokim V'im Anashim V'atuchol represents Klal Yisrael. Yimos HaMashiach represents that Klal Yisrael will prevail. But Yaakov, in the meantime, we're Yaakov. We're okay. Heal. We're low. We have been humiliated. We have suffered. We're in Golus. Yaakov. But what is the need of Yaakov? Chassam Sofer, Titein Emes LiYaakov. What is Emes? What is the gematria of Emes? The gematria of Emes is 441. Right? Tav is 400, Mem is 40, Aleph is 1, the gematria, 441. What is the gematria of Yisrael? The name, the Malach says, the day will come, by Yavah Yaakov Shani, the day you'll come, you'll be Yisrael, is 541. Okay, the gematria of Yisrael, the difference between MS and Yisrael is 100. So the Chassam Sofer says, a drush, that when you add 100 to Yaakov, you gain Yisrael. What did the Malach do? Well, this fits very nicely into what the Chassam said. What did the Malach do? The Malach, when he was poga b'kaf hayerech, he's a satan. We can't concentrate on the brachas. We can't. It's very hard for us to concentrate on Hashem. So a satan says, so what? And what else did the satan do? At the end, Yaakov, you're not going. Okay, I'm going to give you a bracha. Your name is not going to be called Yaakov. You're going to be called Yisrael, and that's the solution. Because the solution is Vayivarech Yisrael. So the solution is take Yaakov, which captures the meat of MS, add the brachos 100. Now you'll come from 441, you'll come to 541. Okay, that is the Chassam Sofer in a nutshell. In a nutshell, this is in the Hashuli Pinchas, he presents this. He goes a little bit further. He has the Kabbalah things that I don't understand. But that's the Chassam Sofer in a nutshell. Now, what do I want with all this? What am I dealing with? Used to be, a while ago, I used to learn in Yonei Tzvila. Perishat Tzvila, there are all different types of some Jerushim on the Tzvila, Chassid Shaverlach, Litvish Shaverlach, Pshat, Remez, Jerush Said on Tzvila. So I came across something very intriguing in the 15 words that we recite after MS. Ani Hashem Elokeichem Asher Tzeisi Aschem Mi'eretz Mitzrayim Liyos Lachem Elokim. Ani Hashem Elokeichem MS. V'yatzev, v'nochem, v'kayem, v'yosha, v'neman, v'ohu, v'choviv, v'toiv, v'nechma, v'nohim, v'noira, v'adiru, v'sukun, v'tov, v'yofeh. How many times do we have, how many words, how many expressions appear? 15 expressions. 15 expressions. I saw in the safe, I don't remember where I saw this, a very long time ago, that after let me just turn to the page. We have 15 expressions. V'yatzev, v'nochem, v'kayim, v'yosha, v'neman, v'yohu, v'chove, v'nechma, v'nohim, v'noira, v'adir, u'mesukol, u'mekubol, v'tov, v'yofeh. 15 words. Each one of those words begins with a vav. 15 times 6 equals 90. What are the next two words? Hadavar hazeh. It's the conclusion. Hadavar, two hays instead of two vavs, that sums up Hadavar Hazeh. The Shema is 100. So on the Sefer, Kineged
the 100 brachos that we say every single day. Lo Hashem Elokecha Dor Shelokim Lirasa. Beautiful. Write 15 words. Each one of these 15 expressions of Ani Hashem Elokechem. I am Hashem your God. Ani Hashem Elokechem. This is MS. It's not just MS. It's Yatz, the Nochen, the Kayin, the Yashar, and we have 15 Vavs, Hadavar Hazer, and we sum it up this matter. Another beautiful. What does this have to do? What does this have to do with Kriya Shema, Ani Hashem Elokechem, MS? What is this? And this is a very nice thing, but what does this have to do with what we're doing over here? We're diving. What's this all about? It always bothered me. I even wrote this in my set. I like it so much. 100, 15 times 6, plus another 10. But my Inyan Shmita Eitzel Har Sinai. But yesterday, finally came to understand. Because what does the Chassam Sefer say? Emes. Emes. Titein Emes Liyakov. Yaakov, and when you take Emes and you add, now, 100, you get Yisroel. Ani, why do we say emes? The pasuk, it's not part of the Kriya Shema. Ani Hashem Elokechem. Emes from a pasuk. Pasuk, Hashem Elokechem, emes. Emes. Ah. When you take emes and you add 100, what do we come to? Tzur Yisrael, Kuma Be'ezras. How many times does it say Yisrael? 5 times. So we emphasize Yisrael, it says 5 times. Baruch Ato Hashem, Goal Yisrael. This is the Barucha of Yisrael. So look at that. We're saying this is the Barucha that we climax. Baruch Ato Hashem, Goal Yisrael, yearning toward Yaakov Avinu, the Barucha of the Malach of Yaakov Avinu, of Lo Yikari Oit Shimcha Yaakov Kim Yisrael Yeshemecha. And this list, Piyot. There's a beautiful piyot that says 5 times. It's a lot of Torah. Do you notice that? Tzur Yisrael, Kuma be'ezras Yisrael, Ufteichen unech Yehuda v'Yisrael, Galed Hashem Tzivokai Shemo Kedosh Yisrael, Baruch Atah Hashem Goal Yisrael. 5 times Yisrael. This is not a simple matter. So you look in the Svarim, I don't have to tell you all the 5 that correspond to, 5 is 5, but 5 times. So hey, that's serious business here. Of what? Of Yisrael. That's the climax. And where do we start from? MS. What's MS? Yaakov. When you go from Yaakov and you go 100, you come to Yisrael. Now, what is the deeper meaning of this? When you make a bracha, we live in a world of sheker. We live in a world. Everything you have. How do I have this? How do I have this sitter? How do I have this piece of food? Right, isn't that what we think deep down in our minds? Sheker! Sheker v'chazov! Everything you have only comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When you make a bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam Shakol Yeh Bidvaro. Baruch means you are the source of all blessing. It is a moment of truth. 100 times a day are 100 moments of MS. There's no greater moment of truth during the day than when you make a bracha and you acknowledge that everything that you have comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Baruch Atah Hashem, you are the source of all blessing. It's a moment of truth. And when you multiply, when you have this moment of truth 100 times a day, MS plus 100. Okay, it's not multiplication, it's addition, but the idea is there, the concept is there. When you have this moment of truth, MS, that everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100 times a day, then you come to Yiras Shamayim. You come to be a Yiras Shamayim, and when you're Yiras Shamayim, you prevail. Ki sorisa al Elokim ve'anoshim v'atuchol lo yikori oit shimcha Yaakov ki im Yisrael yeshmecha. You come to the Madrega Baruch Ato Hashem Goal Yisrael. So all of these things really come together very well. Yaakov is MS, a brach is a moment of truth. When you do it 100 times, you come to Yisrael. That's exactly what the Malach is telling Bekaf HaYarech, to come to the Madrega of Yisrael. And that's the Yatz of Enochon, the 15 times the words plus the 2 Hadavar Hazeh, 100. We go from MS, 100, we come to the 5 Yisraels.